Work is underway for the new City of Sulphur Springs Pavilion at the former site of the old city swimming pool. We get the latest on the project from City Manager Mark Maxwell.
Well, for some length of time, we've had a pretty sizable hole over where the old city swimming pool disappeared, and so things are changing over there rapidly. I understand.
Yeah, there's no hole there anymore. It's been filled in with select fill, which is the type of material you can compact and then build on, that was donated in part by David Miller, who owned the soil, and to a large extent by SS Commercial Services. John Berry and John Heilman bought it, hauled it over, and placed it and compacted it. And we've got it to a rough grade right now. We're going to take a look at a final grade, see if it's where we want it. And we've already ordered the big glue laminated beams to support the pavilion, and we'll be ordering the rest of the materials soon.
Yeah, you talked about the donations. This project seems to be attracting a great deal of donation. A lot of people are wanting to get involved in this project.
Yeah, well, it started off with the adult leadership class, who's raised the money to furnish the thing with, I think 40 picnic tables. It's going to be a big pavilion. Mickey McKenzie at GSC donated $75,000 to the project. SS Commercial Services is going to erect the building and is paid for, as I said, all the dirt work. There's quite a few people that are putting in on this project.
Mm-hmm. Is pouring the foundation, is that kind of the next thing?
Oh yeah, and then Bar H Construction, Rick Henderson, is donating the labor on it, and we're trying to get a discount on the concrete for it. And there's a lot of people, this seems to have generated a lot of interest.
Yeah.
And, I think it'll be a nice project when it's done.
Yeah, years ago, I guess Mickey McKenzie had expressed interest in being involved in something similar to this, so when this project popped up, he was a natural.
He had, and I didn't forget. And he was still interested when I approached him, and I'm grateful for it.
All right, so you think we'll start seeing foundation, that'll kind of be the next
step. Yeah, that'll be the next step. You might see a little more dirt work in between. And notice that when you see the foundation, there will also be a slab poured just to one end of the pavilion, and that'll be a place where people can back their smokers up onto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had looked at the idea of having a built-in smoke pit and fireplace, but they tend to be magnets for vandals and tend to not be used a whole lot. So we thought, you know, everybody around here has a smoker on a trailer. Mm-hmm. And they tend to bring them out for the big event, so let's just give them a place to put it, and we'll go from there.
Now this, as my understanding, this pavilion thing is kind of put together, it's kind of a kit that comes almost assembled, or how's
that? Well, that's one of the ways you can buy it. We opted not to go that route.
Oh, okay.
There's really only a couple companies in the U.S. that do these kind of pavilions, but it's the big thing we're looking for is the glue lam beams. It's one piece. It's basically a bunch of 2x6s glued together and formed into a bit of an arch. That's what we needed from them, and we can get all the, it's just fascia boards and 2x6 decking and felt paper and roofing material, you know, is the rest of it. So we can get that anywhere. So we've ordered the glue lam beams. We know there'll be some turnaround time on that, and we're starting to work on the other materials now.
KSST News.